Hey there, loser. What? Thought you'd be happier to see me. Come on, scoot over, will you? Because I'm getting in the tent with you, genius. You don't want me to freeze out here in the cold, do you? Yeah. That was rhetorical. And here you go. I brought you some hot chocolate. I got it from downstairs. You're welcome, by the way. What do you mean, betrayed? Your sister didn't betray you. She just said you were camping out on the roof by yourself and being weird again. So naturally, I'm here. Don't dwell on it, nerd. Just sip your hot chocolate. Good boy. What? I know you like it when I call you that. No need to get all embarrassed. I don't judge. Well, only a little bit. Hey, come on, dude. You gotta admit it. Out of all your sister's friends, I'm your favorite. None of the other girls make you blush as much as I do they? Well, nerd, are you telling me I've got competition? No, that's not it. They don't ignore you. They can just get a little wild during these sleepovers. I don't blame you for escaping to the terrace. I mean, honestly. Oh, you're camping out here because there's gonna be a meteor shower tonight? You are such a nerd. Yes, you're a nerd for wanting to watch meteor showers. But I don't know. I think it could be cool to see. You mind if I keep you company? No, I don't think the other girls will be missing me for a while yet. Great. Because I gotta admit, these pillows are a very nice touch. You actually did a pretty good job building this tent. Surprised? Just because I put on the occasional black lipstick doesn't mean I can't be nice to you. I mean, especially when you look so cute in those pajamas. Oh, and there's that blush again. Damn, you're easy, aren't you? Hey, you know you like it. You're a lot of fun, but seriously? Is that a paw print? No, it's very cool. Yeah, it kind of makes sense now. You're pretty much like a cat. No, really. I mean, running away from guests and curling up all by yourself in a snug little tent, being all grumpy. That's why you wear cat-themed pajamas, right? I dig it. It's very cool, but also, how old are you exactly? I mean, I guess I can't really fault you, can I? You weren't expecting me to find you here, but aren't you happy that I did? Surely I'm more interesting than a meteor shower. No, it's a special kind of meteor shower. I see. So I can't possibly compare to this special meteor shower then, huh? I don't see it, actually. Where is it? I don't know. Is it even going to happen? Or maybe you're just setting me up. Are you just trying to get me up here with you? I mean, the sky looks pretty normal to me. Yes, I'm definitely jealous of an astronomical event. Nice work, idiot. You're such a nerd. No, I'm not pouting. Why would I? I don't care. I came up to make sure you were okay, but I think I'll leave you alone with your special meteor shower now. Oh, so now you don't want me to go? Nope, it's too late for that. I think I can almost hear the other girls calling me. I really have to go now. See you later, alligator. What? Why are you grabbing me like that? Grabbing my hand? What do you want, little boy? You want to make it up to me? Well, I don't think you can. I mean, it'd have to be pretty major. I don't see how you could possibly make it up for me. You really are easy to fluster, huh? Look at you, all wrapped up in your little blanket, staring at the sky like it holds all the answers to life. What's running through that little nerdy head of yours, huh? I bet you're overanalyzing something that's entirely pointless. What? Don't deny it. I know you too well by now. But I guess that's kind of why I like hanging out with you. You actually think about things, unlike most people, who just talk without saying anything. Wow, that was kind of deep for me, huh? Maybe you're rubbing off on me a little bit, nerd. Come on, don't look so proud about it. Anyway, tell me more about this meteor shower. Like, why is it so special? Uh-huh. I see. So it only happens every few decades. And we're very lucky to see it this clearly. So you mean to tell me that this is like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing? No, I'm not mocking you. I actually think that's kind of cool. I guess I can see why you ditched the sleepover for this. Though, you know, if you wanted to be alone, you could have just told me to go. I would have... Oh, you don't want me to go? Well, guess I'm more fun than the stars after all, huh? Go on, admit it. You like having me here. You'd be lonely without me. Yeah, just keep mumbling, nerd. You know your blush says it all, right? Hey, what's that look for? You suddenly got all quiet. Are you okay? Oh, you were just thinking. About what? Huh. So this whole thing makes you feel kind of small. I get that. Just staring up at all that vastness, and it makes you really realize how tiny you are in the grand scheme of things, huh? I don't think it's a bad thing, though. Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. The universe is massive, infinite even, but here we are, right now, under the same night sky, sharing the same moment. It's kind of poetic, huh? Maybe I have been spending too much time around you. But hey, if it makes you feel small, just remember that when the stars are long gone, burned out, and turned into dust, people will still be talking about how much of a nerd you are. Hey, ow, don't hit me. You know I'm right. You're such a loser. Okay, truce, please. No more bullying you for now. You're still cold, aren't you? I can tell. You're all curled up like a little hedgehog. Well, I guess I could warm you up. But what's in it for me, huh? Oh? You're offering me snacks in exchange? Tempting. All right, fine. You have a deal. Come here, nerd. See? It's not so bad, is it? You're kind of warm, actually. What? You can't handle a little physical contact? Relax. It's just body heat transfer. Basic science, my dear nerd. You know, for all the teasing I do, I have to admit that I like this. Just sitting here and talking. It's nice. Do you ever feel like time moves too fast? Like, one moment you're just a kid, and the next you're here and worrying about the future, wondering what's next. Ugh, now I sound like you. This is your fault, nerd. But seriously, I don't know. Sometimes I just wish I could pause things just for a little while. But I guess that's what nights like this are for, huh? What? Why are you looking at me like that, huh? Oh my god, are you about to say something sappy? You are, aren't you? I can see it on your face. You're gonna say something really stupid. Go on, just spill it already. Oh. You're You're glad I'm here too? Do you really mean it? That's kind of sweet. You know, I might cry. No, really, I'm so touched. Ow! Okay, I'll stop. But look, I am being honest, okay? I'm glad you're here too. But I think this is all a little too mushy for me. I'm not really used to this sort of stuff. And I didn't really think you'd be the first person in my life to say something that cheesy. But hey, it's okay. Hey, and don't get too smug about it. I mean, I might have to start teasing you again, just to balance things out if you're gonna be so cheesy. Hey, wait, look. The sky's doing something? I mean, you're the expert here, but it's starting to change. Look, there, you see that? That streak going across the sky? I mean, that was one of them, right? Okay, fine. Maybe this is kind of cool. You know, I guess if I'm going to be stuck watching this nerdy space stuff, I might as well get comfortable, right? Don't mind me. I'm just going to borrow this nice, comfy shoulder of yours. Wow. You just tensed up so fast. Relax, nerd. It's not like I'm gonna bite. I mean, not right now, anyway. Unless you want me to. Oh my god. That look on your face. I'm kidding. You make it way too easy, though. Hey, can I ask you something? I know it's kind of a big moment for you, but if you could be anywhere right now, like anywhere in the world, where would you go? Huh? That's a nice choice. I mean, I guess anywhere with the sky like this wouldn't be too bad, huh? Me? I don't know. Maybe somewhere far away, or maybe at home, but I think for now, I like it here. I like it here with you. It's just nice to feel like I have someone to lean on. And no, I don't mean literally. I knew you were going to say that. Just because I'm leaning on your shoulder, that's not what I mean, okay? You know, I never really thought about it much before, but now that we're here like this, I wonder, what is this? I always figured if something was meant to happen, that it just would, but lately... This sounds really stupid, but I've been confused. I've been really, really confused. Lately, I catch myself watching you when you laugh and when you talk about something you love. When you get all nerdy about whatever random thing you're obsessed with that week. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm looking at you for the first time all over again. It's refreshing, you know? And I just, I don't know, nerd. I like it. I like you. I know this is stupid, and the way you're looking at me right now really tells me that, but I've just had this thought in the back of my head that's been eating me away. I mean, why do you think I came up here to sit with you? If I didn't just love being around you. You don't have to say anything. Not right now. I mean, from the way you acted, I think I already know. I see it, you know, the way you look at me sometimes. And when you think that I'm not paying attention, like, I don't know, you always treat me like I'm saying something important. I see you pay extra close attention. And you know, that's kind of how I look at you too. I guess maybe you never noticed it, but I definitely noticed when you did it. So what's it gonna be, nerd? Are we gonna keep dancing around this? Pretending and saying all these stupid jokes and teasing each other, or are you finally gonna admit that you like me too? You're looking at me like you want to say something, but you're too caught up in your own head again, aren't you? Come on, nerd. Just say it. I know you want to. Still nothing? Seriously? Fine. Let me make it easier for you. If I told you that I wanted to hold your hand right now, would you pull away? You blinked. That's basically an answer, right? Probably the best answer I'm gonna get from you right now. How about I test my theory, huh? This isn't so bad, right? And you're pretty warm. You're just warm all over, aren't you? So what now? We sit here holding hands under the stars like something out of some cliche rom-com. Not that I mind. I don't hate cliches, but you're still thinking about it, right? Thinking about us. You know, it's not as complicated as you're making it. You like me. I like you. We both know it, don't we? So why not just do something? You want to do something about it? All right. Let's hear it. Are you serious? all that buildup for you to just ask if you have permission to kiss me. Oh, you are such an idiot. You know that? I literally told you that I like you. And you think you have to ask for permission to kiss me. It would be a lot more romantic if you just did it, you know that? But I get it. You're awkward and you can't help it. You're just such a cute little boy. What? You want me to kiss you? Is that why you asked? You're wanting me to initiate it? Isn't that usually what guys do? But I guess if you like me, I'm supposed to be, I don't know, the more dominant role. Of course. Just stop talking, okay? If you keep talking and saying dumb things like that, I will kiss you, whether you want it or not, because I need to shut you up somehow. Just come here, idiot. Just for a bit. Do you even know how to kiss? I did not expect you to get saliva all over me. I mean, I know it's probably your first passionate kiss, but oh my god. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It was hot. God, that is so embarrassing to say when you're just staring at me like a deer in the headlights right now. I guess maybe you thought your first kiss would just be one kiss. But I'm sad to say that you're with the wrong girl if that's what you want. Because if I'm being honest, kissing you like that kind of got me worked up. If you know what I mean. I assume you're not dumb enough that I have to explain that to you too. But point is that we're up here on a roof in a tent, and you know how good that is. You know how much we can do right now. Don't tell me you're too shy. You know, it's not that bad, right? But I know it's probably your first time. Yeah. Just stay still, okay? There we go. This is much more like it, isn't it? Pinning you down like this. What? Why do you look so shocked, huh? Does it bring back memories? Surely you've never had anything like this with a girl, right? What's the matter? You know I want this, right? And now the cat's got your tongue. I want to hear you say it. Because I know you want this too. I want to hear you say that you want to have sex with me. You know nobody's going to interrupt us, right? We have all night. Maybe I can get you a bit more in the mood. Are you all right? I swear I feel you shivering underneath me. Yeah, I definitely heard that. That little whimper you let out. So this little spot on your neck is pretty sensitive, huh? Maybe I need to give it a little bit of special attention. Oh, I love it when you're back. When you get all needy. You know you don't ever need to forget who you belong to, right? No. And you might want to hide that little mark on your neck. I guess you wouldn't want your sister finding out that we had a bit of fun, right? Maybe I'm being a little too rough with you. Get off of you. No, why would I do that? You know, I'm perfectly comfortable right here. And come on. Even if you don't wanna, you're at least enjoying this, right? I understand if you're a shy boy, and maybe I got a little bit ahead of myself, but you like this, right? Good boy. You'll get used to it. Trust me, okay? What's wrong, baby? You look a little tired. Out of breath. I'm not suffocating you, am I? Do I need to ease up a little bit? You're literally getting so flustered from just all these kisses. How about just a few more? Is that okay? Oh, you're such a baby. Such a fragile little boy. If you're such a nerd that you need to go read a textbook on how to have sex, then maybe we can wait another time. But you don't really think it's that hard, right? Mm. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You think I look beautiful? Well, thanks, I guess. I'm glad you think that. No, I'm not blushing. I'm literally on top of you, idiot. No, I'm not. Why are you being so annoying right now? You're just so... Fine. Fine. You know, next time I'm really gonna put you in your place, okay? I'll be nice since you're such a dork today, and I'd feel a little bad making you have sex with me when you barely even want to kiss me. But just look forward to that, okay? What, really? What do you mean, what do I look forward to? Come on. You really are hopeless, aren't you? Whatever. Maybe you need to watch some porn to see what you're missing out on. And then, you just imagine me. You and me doing all those things. That'll make you look forward to it, right? Look at you. You are so cute. Oh, I love you so much. Such an idiot. And such a dork.